The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host, and on today's instalment of I'm Talking To You, originally recorded and broadcast on Saturday, June the 21st, 2025, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled I'm Trumping, I'm Deagling, and the time is 7:13 a.m. here in London, making it 2:13 a.m. on the east coast of America, and still Thursday, June the 20th, on the west coast of America, coming up to 11:15 at night. Okay, so today's show title, I'm Trumping, I'm Deagling, is a parody of a line from the 1983 Marillion song, Garden Party, which goes, I'm punting, I'm beagling, and relates to Trump taking the US into war, which could result in the Deagle.com projected population figures for 2025 that included a 70% drop in the population of the US and a 78% drop in the population of the UK. On that basis, I hope Deagle.com was either fake or wrong, but we will see. Incidentally, the band Marillion have an excellent greatest hits album called A Singles Collection 1982-1992, which includes Garden Party, along with many other excellent songs. Highly recommended. I believe that there's an extended edition of that over two discs, called something like Six of One, Half a Dozen of the Other. I don't know what it is. I saw it actually in a charity shop not long ago, but this greatest hits album is one of those albums that everything's good on it, and you kind of don't want any more. I put this paragraph together a couple of days ago, and during that time, I actually had the opportunity to listen to some music, and I thought, shall I put that on? And I just wasn't in the mood. So I'll tell you what I put on. I put on Adam and the Ants, and then followed that up with Carter the Unstoppable Sex Machine. I think many of you outside the UK won't know who that is, Carter USM. A good track to look up is the track Rubbish by Carter USM. Quite a good entry track. My favourite's probably The Only Living Boy in New Cross. They would do parodies of different song of famous song titles for their song title. So like 24 Hours from Tulsa, they did 24 Hours from Tulse Hill, which is some place in London that I've never been to, but I've been through on a train going into London. Never had the urge to get out for some reason. Okay, where do we start today? Something I noticed, republicbroadcastingarchives.org. As you know, I go through all these different radio sources I use every day, and that is one of them. And I was scrolling down, and they've put an archive of the Piper Report with Michael Collins Piper. It says June the 20th, 2025. So they've got that up there on republicbroadcastingarchives.org, but the description says repost of the original broadcast from May the 2nd, 2008. So there you go. For those of you who like old-style shows, there is one available for you to download for free at republicbroadcastingarchives.org. An old Michael Collins Piper show. Well, how old's this? 17 years old now. So maybe we'll check that one out later. The title, I'm Trumping, I'm Deagling, I kind of thought that Trump would have overtly said, we're going to attack Iran now. The last I heard, he's going to give it up to 2 weeks, not necessarily 2 weeks, up to 2 weeks. I'll give you the title of the first hour of Jeff Rentz's show with Wyatt Peterson yesterday. Israel will order Trump to declare full war on Iran. So that's the opinion over there. And I know it's not an opinion in isolation. There was something else. We'll get to it now that I noticed on the Rentz.com website in the same vein in the headlines. I know we go there later. But it says Jewish state desperately... No, I'll start again. This is the third headline down on Rentz.com. Jewish state trying desperately to hide Iranian missile damage in Tel Aviv, etc., from the world. Maybe up to 10,000 Jews are under rubble. Well, as we know, we can't trust any sources of news, because if something happens that makes one side lose face, they don't want the world to know about it. So, you know, it's funny, the mainstream news for years has been, oh, well, you're conspiracy theorists. Well, they just lie as well. I mean, a lot of these conspiracy theorists out there do lie. That's probably the wrong way of phrasing it. When I've put stuff together, I've researched it, and if something comes out to the contrary, then I will mention that. But there are people out there, we well know, that will put any sort of clickbait headline that could get some sort of benefit to them in the independent stroke alternative media. But this one looks very possible. We will see. But of course, if it is true, and they are getting hit a lot worse than the mainstream media is letting on, you can understand why they would want Trump to come in overtly sooner rather than later. Okay, the other thing is it is incredibly hot over here at the moment. We have got what's supposed to be the hottest day of the year so far, so it's going to go up to 32 Celsius later. So it's, in other words, it's going to be like the end of that Nicolas Cage film, Knowing. And on that note, the what show? Night Shadows with Best and Taylor from yesterday. I'm into that. How far in 16 minutes? Quite entertaining so far. The show is called Disquieting and Strange Frequencies. They start off by talking about different frequencies coming out of the Earth. They're talking about solar flares been happening very recently, and how all these Earth changes are what God says in the Bible he's going to use nature to chastise the world, bring them back from where they are to where they should be. Also in that time, has read out, one of them, I get confused who's who, has read out the complete Albert Pike letter to Giuseppe Mazzini about the three world wars. So I found that interesting. But I suddenly realised why I stopped listening to them when I found them, so soon after I found them a few months ago. It's because they are completely confused about Israel. They think the Israel of today is the same as the Israel of the Bible, which is absolutely false. It's not a topic that is necessarily safe for me to get into in the UK, but I'll just pose one question to you. The people of the Israel of the Bible are called Israelites, but the people of Israel today are called Israelis. So they're not the same. If you choose to look into that further, then that's up to you. That's all I've got to say on the subject. But it's little things like that that make me think, oh, I can't be bothered with this show. Do you know what I mean? But then you end up going back to it and you're, well, I'll overlook that bit. Some other bits are quite interested. I'm interested in any of this sort of stuff with cataclysmic events that are more Earth-related and Planet X, that sort of thing, which I was following for years. And when I heard them earlier, I thought maybe I shouldn't have eaten all that corned beef I had in. But then I realised that I did eat it over the period of about a year, because it would definitely have all been out of date by now. So I just haven't bought any in since. I think biscuits are the better route. They're tastier as well, they're cheaper, and they don't last the 2 years that corned beef do, but you can get some with like 6 months on them. I think I've seen biscuits that have had even longer than that on them. It's up to you whether you want to trust things like that, if they're full of preservatives and what have you. I'm sure that any sort of food in the event of some sort of catastrophe will be welcome to you. You won't be too worried about the health options of it. Okay, so let's move on to... Oh, I have a new film that I'm going to watch. It's called Independence Day. And I've got it here. I bought it last Saturday in the charity shop. It was 50p. I say new, obviously it's not new. It's got a sticker on saying, includes a sneak preview behind the scenes of The Day After Tomorrow. Well, I saw that years ago. I've got that on Blu-ray. But it's by the same director, Roland Emmerich. Never interested me first time round. The back of the box says, one of the biggest box office hits of all time delivers the ultimate encounter when powerful aliens launch an invasion against the human race. The spectacle begins when massive spaceships appear. Wonder turns to terror as the ships blast destructive beams of fire down on cities all over the planet. Now the world's only hope lies with determined survivors, uniting for one last strike against the invaders before it's the end of mankind. Experience all the excitement of Independence Day as never before with this special edition with new digital surround sound, restored picture quality, and restored footage not included in the original theatrical release. I believe that was 1996, it says, copyright, and 2004. So this probably came out in 2004. This edition, and the film came out in 96, nearly 30 years ago. The trouble is, the most exciting bit for me is what I just read off the back cover. The aliens coming down and, you know, start attacking different places on Earth. But it's the bit where they get together to fight back. I just get the feeling this is going to be one of these, you know, gung-ho American type things with all these sort of cliches and stuff in that make me cringe. So this might be something I end up watching on Fast Play. We will see. I'll stick that on after I've recorded the traditional Christian message, after I have finished this show. That will go with my breakfast, Independence Day for breakfast. There you go. Okay, so here's what I've found of interest in the news since Thursday's show. That was a bonus show for those of you that are unaware. Just over an hour. Excuse me, a little drink of water. It's 80 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't know what that is in Celsius. I only gave you the Celsius figure because the 32 that's going to get up to today, because that's what the BBC put it in. They don't put it in Fahrenheit, unfortunately, whereas I've got this little battery, what would you call it? It's like an LED display thing. It's got the time, the day, the date, the temperature, and the humidity, 37%. I've never quite worked out what that means. But, yeah, I always keep the temperature. You can alternate between Celsius and Fahrenheit, and I keep it at Fahrenheit because I grew up with Fahrenheit. Nobody asked my permission to change it to Celsius. It was just change one day. I was always used to, if it was like 70 degrees, it was hot. That was kind of, once it got to 70, you had a nice hot sunny day. So of course 90 is exceptionally hot today for us here in the UK. Okay, so let's go over to the news. First, there's been an article or a study on whether heavier cars should be taxed more. And something that hasn't just happened in the UK, but has happened all around the world, is these potholes in the road. And you have to be so careful when you're driving. I know a guy, and he hit a pothole and it, you know, he punctured his tyre. I think it damaged his wheel as well. And it's been happening so often that the drivers can sue the local council. But what the local council have done to try and keep their costs as low as possible, they'll try and work out the age of the tyre, how old it was, so they can pay as little as they possibly can, you know. Obviously, personal injury and that doesn't come into it. But yeah, it's so... And this guy passed away years ago when this happened to him. So these things have been going on for ages. I was particularly interested to see if they referred to electric vehicles in here. Well, they did. It's a Daily Mail article headlined, "Should heavier cars be taxed more to cover the cost of fixing potholes they create?" They start off with, SUVs, vans, lorries, all this sort of stuff. And then towards the end of the article, they talk about how these batteries and these electric cars are inordinately heavy. And I think that that's a key point of why we've been seeing so many potholes in recent years, is they're too heavy for the road. So I had an article I talked about before that certain car parks have said, look, we've got a problem, because these car parks weren't built for the weight of these electric vehicles. And as more and more people are getting them, we don't know if we can, if the car park has been built to take all that weight. So all sorts of problems that have come out of it. But of course, we know who wants these, and that's why you're going to get them no matter what. I certainly won't. I will not be driving an electric vehicle. The only electric vehicle I've ever driven is a little radio-controlled car I had. It was a motorbike, and it wasn't very good because it was on a lead, so it wasn't really radio-controlled. You could move the controls. My mum had a friend, a pen pal from France, who came over once, and she had to park her car. This woman brought her husband with her, and she couldn't park the car, so her husband said he'd do it for her and managed to hit another car while he was doing it when they went up to London. All sorts of weird things happened. But one nice thing, they bought me this, it was like a BMW radio controlled, but it was on a lead attached to this motorbike thing. So they'd have to walk along with it and then, press the forward button. It was... I think I lost the interest in that from pretty early on, but that's the only battery-operated vehicle I've ever had and the only one that I intend to ever have. There you go. So let's move on to... we had a situation where, and this has been happening a lot, you get an asylum seeker, they rape a girl, and their lawyer claims that they weren't aware of cultural differences. So rape is now cultural differences, is it? It just goes to show that there's absolutely no level that lawyers will not drop to. There's no morality there. That's the way I see it. And there's sayings that I brought out about lawyers. A good lawyer knows the law, a great lawyer knows the judge. And then what was the other one? If you put one lawyer in a town, he'll starve to death. But if you put two there, they'll both get rich. Both from Pastor Bob Jones. And they're very good sayings when you think about them. Make a lot of sense. And when you see somebody... how much would you have to be paid to go into court to try and get someone off using an excuse like that? I don't think that there's enough money in the world that I'd be prepared to do that for. But this lawyer thinks nothing about it. Amazing. And it's amazing that this sort of defence is even allowed. Okay. Let's move on to... This is an interesting one. Now, there are certain painkillers that you can buy over the counter in the UK. Things containing codeine, for example, that are illegal in certain countries because codeine... is illegal in certain countries. So what we've started to be told in the UK is that you have to be very careful in taking what is legal over here to another country, like they give an example of United Arab Emirates, also Greece, Japan and Mexico, that have strong rules on medications. And you need to check anything that you take with you before you go. Because you could get into trouble when you get there. Which I didn't. I don't take any sort of medication for headaches. They've got here Nurofen Plus and Sulpidine Plus as examples. I used Sulpidine years ago. I don't remember the last time I bought... I used to get ibuprofen, the... unbranded one from Superdrug or Boots. There are kind of main brand chemists in the UK, and you get the unbranded ones and they're like a fraction of the price of the branded one and do the same job. But I don't know, I just don't seem to get headaches and stuff like that. I do, but they just go away. and I prefer not to put any of these medications in my body if I can help it. Let's move on to, another one. I said you really have to look out for all these, how they attribute all these deaths. So again, it's a Daily Mail article. Father of four dies of bowel cancer, aged 40, within months of being diagnosed. The only warning sign was terrifyingly easy to dismiss. Well, again, there doesn't seem to be a lot of interest in how he got it. But let's have a look at the best rated comments, see. No, I can't see anything like that. Maybe in the worst rated. No, nothing there. So make of that what you will. But I already mentioned on the Thursday show to look out for how they're going to attribute these increases in things like cancer, heart disease, strokes, to all sorts of things that you may never have thought of yourself, but they will never refer to the one thing that immediately comes to most people's minds when they see all these people dying suddenly at a young age. Let's move on to anti-Semitic fruit bowls. Well, again, this is a Daily Mail headline. Senior NHS nurse who was told to remove anti-Semitic fruit bowl from video call background launches legal action. This was a British Palestinian NHS nurse called Ahmad Baker, and he had a fruit bowl in his background when he was on a video call that contained watermelons. Well, apparently this has been seized on as anti-Semitic because it's apparently a symbol of Palestine, and this relates to Barts Health NHS Trust in North London, which is where this guy works. And they have banned staff from displaying symbols seen as politically or nationally affiliated. Well, I never knew the watermelon was a symbol of Palestine at all. For me, the watermelon is the symbol of of the green movement. Green on the outside, red on the inside. And that was brought to my attention by Dr. Peter Hammond. And I think that we've talked about that before. So it's the first I've heard of it being a... And the other thing is, what annoys me is maybe you like watermelons. Maybe you find them not even necessary to eat, but maybe to look at. Maybe you think, I just like looking at watermelons. They're the prettiest fruit, I think, and I love the colour, and I've got a nice big picture or painting of a watermelon. Well, suddenly you're not allowed to have that, right? Because some group has allegedly adopted it. Well, it doesn't matter. A watermelon is a watermelon. If you like looking at them, that's that. So you shouldn't have a situation where people are allowed to say, oh, this has been adopted by that group, so you can't use it anymore. It's disgraceful. But that's the world that we live in today, as I talked about before. Oh, I'm offended. Oh, this offends me. That offends me. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't say this. You can't say that. I'm offended. It's so convenient, isn't it? For people who want to stop you talking about certain things to somehow bring laws in that if you say you're offended by something, people can't talk about the certain things you don't want them to talk about. Very convenient. And then finally, this was quite amusing actually. British Airways, they use a hotel over in... where is it? It's somewhere. It's a short article, but as usual, the trouble with... it's in the city of Milan, called the... They use the MO.OM hotel. But the people who work in the office, they book the flight crew into the motel MO.OM, which turns out to be a sex dungeon hotel. And apparently they were very tired because they were kept awake, and I quote from this Daily Mail article, by thrill seekers moaning and groaning all day and night. Staff reported constant noise, witnessed drug deals and prostitution, as well as a 24-hour orgy. There were adult workers outside propositioning staff. No, they say propositing staff, so... correct them there. Crew even reported suspicious fluids in their rooms, which made their skin crawl. Okay, so there you go. That is the headline there, if you want to look at it. This is your captain spanking. British Airways crew suffer sleepless night after being accidentally booked into a sex dungeon for layover. Little pun there at the end from the Daily Mail. Okay, so now let's see what is going on in the mainstream media right now. So we're going to go over to Associated Press, apnews.com. Top story. A woman tried to call her mum in Iran. It says mom, M-O-M. Yeah, it's interesting this, because in America you say mom, M-O-M. I think you still pronounce it the same. We say mum, M-U-M. Okay. A woman tried to call her mom in Iran. A robotic voice answered the phone. So this probably relates to, apparently all the internet and stuff has been taken down in Iran in the last few days. So again, is that due to a cyber attack, or is that the Iranians doing it themselves because they don't want people in the country telling people outside what's going on? You can't trust anything coming out of these places, folks. You know, it's crazy on either side. More coverage, I'll just give you this. Israel-Iran war stretches into a second week without diplomatic breakthrough. Next, Trump says Gabbard was wrong about Iran and Israeli strikes could be very hard to stop. Under attack from Israel, Iran's supreme leader faces a stark choice. And Iranian missile strikes Israel's crown jewel of science. So they're the four sub-headlines to the top story on AP that I just gave you. Let's go over to BBC News, see what's going on over there. Just bring that up. So it's we're not really seeing what we're going on, are we? We're going to scroll down to the top 10 stories and see what they are. Number 10, Colombia activist Mahmoud Khalil freed from detention. I believe he might be the one in America that said things that certain people didn't like and was arrested, one of these students. I might be wrong, but that's number 10. Number 9, how did my MP vote on assisted dying? Well, we have this bill in the UK where people can now ask to be killed. Apparently, it's going to take up to 4 years to become law because there's all sorts of things going on. Number 8, Palestine action to be banned after RAF base breaking. Well, this is quite embarrassing for the RAF, the Royal Air Force. Basically, some pro-Palestine people, who call themselves Palestine Action, they broke into an RAF base and spray-painted some of the planes with red paint. One questions that, you know, some of these things might be nuclear, I'm not sure. So you would think that they'd have security on the base to prevent people doing that, but they didn't. So they've been looking very left, looking very red-faced, and the obvious choice of the British government is to ban it. So what this means is it's made what's called a proscribed organisation. So if you show any support for it, then you can go to prison for like 5 years for just saying, I support this group. Oh, you said that. Okay, 5 years in prison. That's your democratic right to free speech that they keep talking about over here. Okay, I think it would have made more sense if they were taking publicising action that they were taking on the people who didn't defend the base properly from this sort of stuff happening. Makes you wonder if they, rather than spray painted something, they put some device under it and then set it off, which could have set off a nuclear bomb that's in it. I don't know. Some people say nuclear bombs don't even exist. But that, for me, is a real story, that anyone can get into some supposedly top security military base willy-nilly in the UK rather than these people. Okay. Number 7, Iran rules out new nuclear talks until attacks stop. Well, I'm not surprised. How about all these talks that we see happening between these different sides, like Ukraine, Russia, and then, you know, one negotiating team gets wiped out by the other. It's ridiculous, this. And the other fact is they were supposed to be in talks, weren't they, these 60 days of talks? that were ongoing, and then they suddenly got bombed. So why would they trust talks? The other thing that I've heard is that it's the same with ceasefires. The reason that we're told, again, I believe all these things are orchestrated at the top, and the people that we're watching are just players in a drama that's being put onto the screen for us. We're told that ceasefires are used to allow the person who's the, you know, getting battered the worst to rearm during the ceasefire and then come back again. That's something that we've heard being claimed out of Russia, which is why they don't want to agree to ceasefires with Ukraine, but you know my feelings on that. Number six, not just smut, why it's happily ever after for romance books. Well, it depends on how you define a romance book. Barbara Cartland was known for romance. You wouldn't have any sort of sex or anything like that. It was very much romance, this sort of thing. Some people might call these 50 Shades of Grey books romance, whereas, you know, others would call them smut. So, not sure what they're getting into then. Number five, again, it's going back. It's MP's back-assisted dying bill in historic Commons vote. Another law I believe they passed earlier in the week was that women can now terminate a pregnancy right up until birth in the UK. So, there you go. They were very interested in death, these people. That this is the legislation they're pushing is to do with death. Find that quite curious. Number four, NHS plans to DNA test all babies to assess disease risk. Well, are they just going to DNA test them? Again, I'm very suspicious about that. We will see. But I'd be a bit concerned if there was more to this DNA test than we're being told. But that's just my suspicious nature. Number three, 32 nations, but only one man matters. NATO's summit is all about Trump. Number two, victory but uphill battle for assisted dying bill. And number one, Dua Lipa. I've heard the name, but I couldn't tell you. Is that a man or a woman or what have you, brings out Jamiroquai at emotional Wembley debut. Well, I had the best of Jamiroquai. I've still got it, actually, CD. And there's a couple of tracks. I had an album. I forget which one it was. A new something or other, I think. And so what I did was I bought the best of. Oh, yeah, A Funk Odyssey. That's the album that I had. But after getting his, it's called High Times Singles 1992 to 2006, it's worth getting. I only saved five tracks from it. Too Young to Die, Love Philosophy, Feels Just Like It Should, 7 Days in Sunny June, and Runaway. They're the Jamiroquai songs that I found worth saving onto my computer from the greatest hit CD that I ended up buying after I had that Funk Odyssey album. I did this earlier in the year. I tried another one, was Fatboy Slim. I thought, you know, there was a couple of tracks of his that I like, so maybe I'll buy a best of CD and you know, all second hand as it were, Music Magpie, that sort of thing. So, and what you do is you can look out on that. They do these offers, buy one get one 40% off, but make sure that they're of a similar value. Because if you buy one that's £10 and you buy one that's £1, which one do you think you're going to get the 40% off offer on? All right, so try and get them both around the same price. I think I was getting them around £2.50, something like that, each. And then you get a nice little discount off the top, and they come down to about a couple of pounds each, something like that. Okay, but anyway, let's move on to, what do we look at next in the mainstream media? Oh, yes, the Daily Mail. See what's going on over here. The top story. Britain is being hoodwinked inside Kent illegal boat migrant processing centre, where the truth is as alarming as it's scandalous. Well, a former RAF base in Manston, Kent, has become this place where they're putting migrants. So, you know, RAF bases are in the news at the moment. You've got this immigration centre, and then you've got this other one that they can't guard properly to stop people spray painting their planes. The second headline down for me is more interesting. The male Greta Thunberg, who's masterminding furious protests against British tourists in Spain. Joab Pujol, 16, is as naive and left-wing as his Swedish inspiration and equally determined to wreak havoc. So this guy has become a poster boy, I guess, for people protesting British tourists in Spain. I mean, British tourists have long had a bad reputation because a lot of them go out there, they get drunk, cause fights, all sorts of stuff. You just need to have a look up fight at Ascot yesterday, and it was these thugs that all dressed up in suits and decided to have a fight at Royal Ascot, where they're doing the horse racing at the moment. They've got a reputation, but from the stories I've been, well, we've been following together, how this has been developing, these anti-tourism protests in Spain, and they're literally going after any British tourists. So not just, tourism has been a big business in Spain for years, and now some people don't want it. Again, is this organic, or is this all part of, we don't want you flying? So this is another thing to put people off tourism. I don't know. As I always say on this show, you be the judge. And here's one that I can't open up. Male Plus exclusive, so you need to be a Male Plus subscriber. I was pressured into calling myself a lesbian. This is the truth about me and Chris Hughes. In her only interview, JoJo Siwa reveals what really happened after Celebrity Big Brother and the ex she publicly dumped. She was a US child dance sensation who'd made millions by her teens, but now JoJo Siwa is making headlines for her unlikely romance with a British Love Island star. Well, it sounds to me like, first line, I was pressured into calling myself a lesbian. So somebody must have had enough control over her to say, look, you need to say this. And to what end do you think that they would want her to say this? What are they trying to achieve here? A US child dance sensation who made millions by her teens coming out and saying she's a lesbian? I think I know where this is going without even looking at the article. But I'd be surprised if it came to necessarily the same conclusions as me. Okay, let's move on to what is going on right now in the independent media. So, RT.com. Let's just go there rather than moan about it. You know, they have that little banner at the top, Israel and Iran exchange new missile strikes live updates. So that is along the top there, and you can click that. Trump believes only negotiated agreement can resolve Russia-Ukraine conflict, US State Department. That is their top story on the RT.com. Another one I see here, a feature article, this will end in World War III. What are people expecting in Jerusalem and Tehran? Again, that takes us back to the Albert Pike, Giuseppe Mazzini letter. And just to clarify, it's a war between political Zionism. So whether you support it or not, if you're part of a country that politically their politicians support it, you are part of that political Zionism. So it's going to be a war between where you are and Islam. Was it ideological Islam or Islam? I forget. But good luck. You might find the Albert Pike Giuseppe Mazzini letter online. See how easily you find it. The more difficult it is to find might add more veracity to the truth of it. Okay, let's move on to rents.com. We already went over there. I'll see if there's anything else. There's a video at the top, which again is about this claim that maybe up to 10,000 Jews are under rubble in Tel Aviv. That's the heading there. It takes you to a video, the CJ Werleman show, and it seems to have been put in a place for you. It's at the 2 minute 13 mark of 10 minute 25, so you might want to look at that. That is at the top of rents.com. We'll leave that there for now because we've... Seymour Hersh. Trump is preparing massive airstrikes in Iran this weekend, which again, takes us back to today's show title. I'm Trumping, I'm Deagling. Let's go over to HalTurnerRadioShow.com. He had an article, I think went up Thursday. For over a day, I've had this sickening feeling. And he was talking about, his opening line is, I have this unnerving sense of dread and impending doom, and I can't relate it to anything other than what's going on in this war. It's like a weight, a presence, an unseen force telling me something very bad is about to happen. I hope it is wrong, but it has been ongoing for hours now. It's oppressive, inescapable, relentless, and surreal. And he put that up, a couple of days ago on June the 19th. Okay, but since then, Friday, June the 20th is your final chance to prepare. Sleeper cells in capitals. So this relates to the claim that there are Iranian sleeper cells, etc., in America that are being readied to, you know, do what they were put there to do. Okay, some people agree with that, some don't. Maersk, how do you pronounce it? M-A-E-R-S-K, you know, that's the ocean container service. They've halted deliveries to Israel, to Haifa, Israel. And then the top story just says 12 hours, so we'll click on that. Several foreign embassies in Tehran are urgently evacuating their staff and diplomats withdrawing from Iran. That is the most recent story on HalTurnerRadioShow.com that went up June the 20th, yesterday. Okay. Let's go over to earthnewspaper.com, Mark R. Elsis website, and there is an interesting video at the top. I check this and before it's news.com every day for shows and videos. A video from 1965. It's by a guy called George Putnam that I've never heard of. It's called Perversion for Profit. So here's something old school for you, 50 years old, in fact. 60 years old. Perversion for Profit by George Putnam. It's a 30-minute video. It's at the top of earthnewspaper.com, and it takes you to a rumble.com page, or you can play it on Mark's website, earthnewspaper.com. Okay. Before it's news top 10, that's going to round us off, as always. Just going to have a drink of water. It's gone up to 82 since I started the show. It was 80 at the start, I think. And it's coming up to 5 to 8 in the morning here, so it's probably good to get the shows out the way early on. Let's see what is going on in their top 10. Oh, and for those of you interested in the Night Shadows show, you'll find it on the, it's number 32, Best and Taylor, Night Shadows, Disquieting and Strange Frequencies. That's their show from last night that I'm 16 minutes into. That, as I said, talked about the Albert Pike letter and solar flares and all that sort of stuff in the first 16 minutes. Okay, so let's go to number 10. Excuse me. Went up 4 hours ago, 138 people viewing. David Nino Rodriguez and the Ghost. Prepare for next 48 hours, 6/21, 2025. Trump playing big chess game. Number 9 went up a day ago, 139 people viewing. Michael Jaco, Scott McKay and Nino Rodriguez. Urgent emergency, 6/19/25. The final act and brace for next 24, and then the headline runs out. Number 8 went up 4 hours ago, 141 people viewing. WTPN situation update, 6/20/25. Trump's next moves, scare event incoming, final battle. Number 7 went up 10 hours ago, 181 people viewing. And we know, 6/20/25, what a time to be alive. In the end, all will be right. NCSWIC, whatever that means, nation restored. Excuse me. Something in my throat. It's better that I just clear it and don't struggle for these last six. Sometimes hearing somebody needing to cough rather than just quickly doing it is actually worse than hearing them actually cough, isn't it? So that's what I find. I can sometimes tell, you know, when you're listening to someone on the air broadcast, if you think they really need to clear their throat, but they're just trying to hang on. So you can decide if I was right or wrong there, having experienced my cough. Okay, number six went up 4 hours ago. 183 people viewing. Jim Willie, Trump's checkmate, 621-25. All hell is breaking loose. Number five went up 10 hours ago, 227 people viewing. He gave saline instead of the COVID shot and now faces 35 years in prison. Number four went up 10 hours ago, 245 people viewing. The plebeians are coming. Beginning of the golden age. The plebeians to people over 40. Number three went up 11 hours ago, 259 people viewing. The last video you'll ever need. About toxic people and spirituality 2025. Number two, well, 10 hours ago, 287 people viewing. Michael Jaco, huge intel, 06-20-2025. Trump threatens Iran with £30,000 bunker buster bombs. I believe there was a video, might have been on earthnewspaper.com, that bunker buster bombs are a fallacy. They're not true. I apologise if I've missed it. Well, actually, I can quickly check this. Do that now quickly, because I saw it somewhere. I never looked at it. But I have a feeling it was near the top of earthnewspaper.com. But I might be wrong. No, I can't see it now. Somewhere someone's talking about bunker buster bombs not being real. So you can look for that if you so desire. But number one on beforeitsnews.com went up 10 hours ago, 420 people viewing. Wano Savin, emergency broadcast, 6-20-2025, martial law declared in hundreds of US cities. Well, I'm not aware of that, and I've already been through the news today. Certainly not coming up in what we went through, is it? So that being said, I want to thank all of you for joining me today on I'm Talking To You, episode 236. I'm Trumping, I'm Deagling. I'm now going to record tomorrow's traditional Christian message. I'll be back with you with Dr. Peter Hammond on Tuesday. But until then, folks, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful weekend, and bye for now.